Israel has moved towards eliminating cash. Yeah, just in case you think that CBDC is going away, remember, we just had the Canadian government say, well, you know, that Canadian loon that we were talking about, the CBDC coin, we're not going to do that. Don't worry about it. And we've had the Treasury Department say, yeah, we've got no plans to do that Fed coin that we've you know, been working on, and we got all the code written, and we've got the trademark and all the rest of the stuff, just like Canada's got the trademarks. Yeah, forget about it. Canada and U.S., they're not doing it. No, they're doing it. Yeah, Israel is really a harbinger of where the globalists are going on. They're on the cutting edge. You know, they did more to lock people down, Netanyahu vaccinating his own people, vaccine passports, and all the rest of this. That's why I said, you know, to criticize Netanyahu and his criminal government is not anti-Semitism. He's anti-Semitic. He hates the Jews, or he wouldn't vaccinate and track them. And now they're going to do, they're going to eliminate cash. Israel's government is considering eliminating the $200 shekel bill as part of its overall plan to completely eliminate cash. Netanyahu convened a subcommittee of the Knesset, ostensibly focused on, quote, advancing the fight against crime in the Arab sector. Oh, this checks all the boxes, doesn't it? It's the Ausländer. It's the bad guys. Right? It's not us. It's the Arabs we got to get. It's the Arabs who are criminal. I'm not even coming after Jewish criminals. I'm coming after the Arab criminals. So don't feel threatened, right? Just like whenever they raise taxes, this is for the uber rich. This isn't about you. Oh, yes, it always is, isn't it? And to say that they're working against crime because, again, if you're using cash, oh, that's because you're committing a crime. The only reason that you would want privacy or anonymity is because you're engaged in something illegal, right? That's, we've seen this over and over. That's the same playbook in every country, isn't it? But just so that you understand, as they're taking the lead in all this stuff, it's not dead. It's going to be coming after us. By the way, it's one of the reasons why you need to go to davidknight.gold. We can look at gold, and we can look at silver, and we can look at how they're up big time. Silver is breaking out and all the rest of this stuff. I don't look at gold as an investment. I look at it as a hedge against CBDC. That's what I'm concerned about. We've never seen anything like this techno-feudalism that they're lining up. Gold is something that you need to have as a bulwark, as a hedge against the coming CBDC and technocracy. So Netanyahu instructed the subcommittee to work with the finance minister, the Bank of Israel's governor, the tax authority, and the director general of the prime minister's office on a plan. So they got everybody. They got the tax people. This is why, folks, to bring it back to America, this is why the 80,000 new IRS agents, this is why they want to grow, take the IRS, which had a complete budget of $13 billion, entire budget, and give it $80 billion more. Because it's going to be running through the IRS, through the tax authority as it is in Israel, through the central bank, and through the executive branch, same pattern. They've got this worked out. It's going to be just like we saw with the lockdowns and all the rest of this stuff. Full-on tyranny being done in every country at the same time, regardless of the political parties, regardless of their stated philosophies, etc. And so cash, crypto, that's a crime because we got to know everything. As a matter of fact, just to underscore that, they're calling it black money, meaning that the government can't track it and that the government cannot identify who's using it. In other words, cash. Oh, it's evil. It's black money. They said the same thing about the internet, the dark web. What's so dark about it? I mean, there's pornography and prostitution and crimes and all that kind of stuff done all the time with the regular internet. No, the dark net, though, the dark net is something they can't see. And that's why they're calling this black money, because it's like it's redacted. They can't see it. The staff also recommended reducing as much as possible the use of cash until it is completely canceled within the span of a few years, reports Israel National News. Completely cancel cash within the span of a few years. Oh, by 2030, you imagine? 2029? Something like that? Yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan. You want to know where globalism is going? Let's take a look at Israel or Ukraine. In August of 2022, Israel decreed new restrictions on cash transactions with businesses that lowered the cap from $2,900 U.S. to $1,500 U.S. Between individuals, a limit on cash transactions was lowered from $13,000 to $4,000, just under $4,000. The law also applies to any cash equivalents, and I guess that means things like cryptocurrency. Citizens who purchase an item or a service that costs more than the cap and that split the payments into several smaller transactions to avoid detection face a prison sentence of up to 3 years. Again, that's called structuring. And they did that even for people taking money out. Dennis Hastert, for example, right? He was guilty of being a pedophile when he was a wrestling coach. They knew he was a pedophile, so they put him in Congress. They knew he was a really bad pedophile, so they made him Speaker of the House and kept him there longer than anybody else. And then when it all started to hit the fan, what they did was they didn't come after him for being a pedophile, even though the judge in his sentencing hearing referenced the pedophilia. They came after him because he took his money out of his own bank account in a way to avoid people questioning it. That's not a crime. That should never be a crime. What Congress should have done, what somebody should have done somewhere, at state level, federal level, whatever, they should have removed the statute of limitations on pedophile. And you can do that. I mean, look at what happened in New York and in California, but they didn't do that for Dennis Hastert. Instead, they came after him for what should not be a crime, structuring your withdrawals so that the government doesn't see it. I mean, he's not trying to avoid paying taxes or anything. He's just, he wants privacy. But privacy is a crime with these people. Oh, that's black money. You're trying to hide something, and on and on. Offenders in Israel could also be fined 10 to 30% of the transaction, depending on the amount of the transaction and the nature. The law will mainly impact the working class, such as handymen, plumbers, and electricians, in addition to small landlords and furniture businesses, writes another publication in Israel, called the Globes. And again, they're always, you know, especially Netanyahu, always at the front of these, of wars, injections, of these kinds of mark of the beast type of deals, like the vaccine ID, CBDC, this type of stuff, always at the forefront. And this is a mark of the beast. You know, quite frankly, when you look at it, many people say the Antichrist, but the spirit of Antichrist has always been there. And there's always been many Antichrists, lowercase a. The mark of the beast is any kind of mark from a government system that does the types of things to you that it describes with mark of the beast. And so we have many of these. We have precursors to this. If there's going to be one final one, these are all little ones that are preparing the stage. And so, yes, it is Mark of the Beast. And yes, it was a Mark of the Beast when Biden put those mandates through. And just to remind you, Trump had those same mandates for the military and for others. Yeah, but for the most part, what Biden did was to coerce people with money. He told the hospitals, you inject all of your employees or we're going to pull all your Medicare and Medicaid away from you. And he told the private companies, you inject all your employees or you're going to lose your government contract. That was the type of thing that I believe that the Trump administration would have done if it was Trump. But Trump already had the order in to mandate the vaccines as soon as they were given FDA approval. And I even said in December of 2020, I said, that's going to be in September of 2021. How did I know that? Well, because that's when school's starting. That's when they were going to approve it. Anyway, back to this. The state of Israel is also working on legislation that will place limits on the amount of cash that private citizens can keep at home. So they're coming after cash as well. So not only are they going to put out this CBDC thing, but they're going to restrict your cash that you keep at home. This is not in the banks, taking the money out. The cap would be placed at $53,000, even in foreign currency. Suspicion of keeping cash at home would be grounds for a search warrant in Israel. But even if a citizen holds less than $53,000, they would still be required to report it to the Israeli tax authority and explain the source of the funds. Citizens would be allowed to keep only up to $14,500 in their homes without reporting it. The law for the reduction in the use of cash is what they call it. That's the title of this. The law for the reduction in the use of cash was designed to change the public's consumption habits and to encourage a switch to digital means of payment, writes the Globes. You see, everything that Trump did in 2020 was designed to change the public's habits. It was there to habituate us to lockdown. It was there to habituate us to a condition where the government says, your company, your job is just gone. Just like that. Executive order, it's gone. But that's okay because I'm going to give you a little bit of welfare. I'll give you a little bit of universal basic income. The stimulus check was to get you on board with that. How about this? I'll give you some unemployment and I'll give you a stimulus check. Okay, we're good to go? Yeah. It was to move the Overton window in people's minds. That's what Trump was doing.
Let me tell you, the David Knight Show, you can listen to with your ears. You can even watch it by using your eyes. In fact, if you can hear me, that means you're listening to the David Knight Show right now. Yeah, good job. And you want to know something else? You can find all the links to everywhere to watch or listen to the show at thedavidknightshow.com. That's a website.